Nels.
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy, photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Barbecue, basketball, and bourbon!
It's Barbecue Madness. Yeah! At Wildwood Pub and Grill, featuring their barbecue smoker menu. Now available every day of the week. Watch all the madness on 17 flat-screen TVs and Wildwood Pub's 96-inch high-def screen. There's dollar-off Bud Light draft beer during all televised games with 16 beers on tap and Jack Daniel's specialty drinks and giveaways. Go to wildwoodpub.com for directions and info on Barbecue Madness. Yeah! At Wildwood Pub and Grill.
You got such an old TV, it's lame. So lame.
During the Ultimate Hoops experience at Sears, it's easy to score a great HDTV, and it's fast. Just buy online at sears.com/hoops and pick up in-store the same day. Right now, get a 55-inch 1080p TV for only $588.
Buy online, pick up today. There's really just no easier way. So fast. So fast.
TV regular price, $699.99. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends March 24, 2012.
You heard him.
When Christian Hospital's chief of surgery, Dr. Jay Jensen, needed life-saving surgery of his own, he could have gone anywhere, but he chose Christian Hospital. Dr. Jensen knows that Christian is not only one of the top hospitals within BJC Healthcare, we're also ranked among the top hospitals in the entire St. Louis region by U.S. News & World Report. Watch Dr. Jensen tell his story at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side.
I'm assuming my microphone was not on just
now.
You
hear? Am I correct? It's on. You're on.
No, just now, the first thing I said.
The announcer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get a response.
I didn't hear it.
But maybe you could tell me how you got that job. It's going to be a very interesting first hour. You do not want to leave us. You want to stay. We have a very special guest. We just played a commercial that bugged me, as most commercials do bug me, as you know. I live to be bothered by bad commercials.
Don't go to the kid for an arrow!
Homer, what is it? Slow down.
You're gonna furt a red arrow.
Okay, I understood it. And what bugged me was, who called somebody silly? When you hear a commercial, and they go, no, silly. Who says that?
I don't like that.
Has anybody ever said that to you? You go, does it start at 3 o'clock? No, silly.
No, it's usually the dumb A word.
Yeah, dumb A.
Yeah.
Nobody says that. Nobody says silly. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll ask you to indulge me. Let me do one bit of business. Because I want to make all the time we can this hour for our guest in the studio for a couple of reasons. One, he's a very generous man, and he's been generous on more than one occasion. He's a very special person, and you're going to find out why. And we're going to do that after I just take a moment to send everybody someplace that they will not regret going with their jewelry, their gold, their silver, their coins, their currency, their stamps, whatever, and that's Missouri Coin Company. And I wonder, I don't want to jump the gun and introduce our guest, but does our mystery guest, we'll just at this point make it mystery guest.
All right.
Mystery guest, do you know the Missouri Coin Company jingle?
Missouri Coin Company.
That means yes. Woo!
That means yes.
I don't think he does.
And I believe he has perfect pitch, if my hearing.
That was pretty good.
Well, maybe.
That was even without Dan.
Yeah, maybe. That was without the harmonica. The Missouri Coin Company, here's the deal. 30-plus years in business, family-owned and operated. Was started when the owner and still president, Dennis McCormick, started collecting coins in the 1950s. The Boy Scouts love them. They have counseled the Boy Scouts for the past 15 years for their coin-collecting merit badge. Anybody else a Boy Scout in the room?
I was a Cub Scout. I stopped before the Boy Scouts.
I was a Cub Scout, and I went into the Boy Scouts, but then I stopped going because at every meeting I got beaten up.
Oh.
I'm serious. And I stopped going because they take me out and beat me up.
Weren't the parents there?
No. Parents don't go to the Boy Scout meetings. There's a scout leader. But when he wasn't looking, a couple of the other guys would go beat me up. And I thought, you know what? The scouts are not for me.
Oh, no.
I'm tired of going home beaten up.
Scouts are supposed to be honorable.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. That's what confused me. I thought, wait a second. This is the Boy Scouts. I'm getting beaten up here every night when I go to a meeting.
You can't even join the Boy Scouts.
They all got a bullying badge, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what they were.
Maybe nobody told you there was a bullying badge.
Bullying merit badge. But the Boy Scouts have turned to the Missouri Coin Company for the last 15 years or so to counsel them when it comes to coin collecting. It's a very reputable, credible, highly recognized, and respected company. And if you have anything that you want to say, you can buy things there, too. But if you want to know you're getting an honest appraisal and your money's worth, go to the Missouri Coin Company. They're in De Pere, and their website is very easy. It's mocoin.com. That's mocoin.com. They buy, they sell, they're legit. They're not like a lot of these places jumping on a fad, a trend. Been around a while, will be around a while. The Missouri Coin Company, mocoin.com. Let me introduce you to our guest, and I don't know him. I don't know much about him, but we're going to find out a lot about him. His name is Mike Clardy, and Mike is a very generous guy. Mike is the guy who bid $1,500 and bid that for the right to come in here and sit in this hour that he's sitting in for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That deserves a round of applause.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also turns out that last year when Wendell World did the St. Jude Children's Hospital charity, he was the high bidder to sit at the table for the trivia night and gave a very generous contribution to St. Jude, and that deserves a round of applause.
And a box of candy to me.
Yeah. That's right. Tina, box of candy trying to get something. And I don't know whether he got anything or not. That's his business and Tina's business. The other thing is Mike is blind. Mike is completely, totally blind. And Mike, welcome. First of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Frank.
You are an amazing guy. And here's why I want people to know that I say that. When I called you, you answered the phone more upbeat and happier than I ever answer the phone. I don't sound too good to people when I answer the phone, and they think I'm in a bad mood, and I usually am. And I applaud you for your spirit and your attitude. And when I called you today to see if you wanted to come in, I said, "What are you doing?" You said, "I'm pulling weeds." And I said, "Wait a minute. How can you pull weeds when you're completely blind? Go ahead. Tell them how you do it."
I just was down on my hands and knees and feel around and feel the weeds growing and pull them up.
How do you know you're not pulling up a flower, a plant, or
big
something?
Big clump of grass.
I mean, you can tell the difference from just the feel?
Well, in mine, it's just a rock garden, so everything was in there was weeds.
So if it's not a rock, it's a weed.
Yeah.
That makes it easier.
That
makes it a lot easier. Now, here's the other thing. I want people to know this. And by the way, you don't mind. Do we take a couple calls? Do you mind that?
No.
Because I think a lot of people have a lot of questions about being blind. And one of the things I'm real proud of is we have, apparently, quite a few blind listeners. We have two listeners named Bob who are blind. Got another guy that's called in that's blind, and two or three others at least over the years that I don't know their names. And I'm flattered by that anybody would listen to this crap. But I like that blind people like this show. And the thing I want people to know about you is you weren't born blind. How old are you?
I'm 53.
You went blind about 8 years ago.
Yes.
And tell them why. How did you go blind?
Well, it was, I'd just like to say it was an accident. I really don't want to go too far into it.
An accident, a car accident?
Not really.
It wasn't a disease?
No, it was not. It was instant blindness.
Okay.
So I could see you one day and not the next.
Can I ask you where you were or what the circumstances were? Were you at home? Were you on the road?
I was on the road.
You were on the road?
Yes.
And you had an accident and you were blind?
Yes.
And you had seen for
45 years.
Okay, so you had seen for 45 years of your life, and then all of a sudden you're blind.
Yes.
What's the very last thing you saw?
Ooh.
Do you remember? Think about this. Think about it. The last visual you had before you were blind for the rest of your life. What do you think it was?
Well, that's a hard one. Not really, but...
Were you in a car?
Yes, I was.
So I guess whatever you were looking at in the car was the last thing you saw.
Yes, that would be a good one.
Okay, what's the last thing you remember seeing prior to being in the car? The last visual, was it a family member or?
No, I guess the girl I was seeing at the time.
And is she out of the picture now?
Yes, she is.
Okay, did she leave you because of this?
That means yes. Well, yes, more yes than no.
Yeah, the hesitation to me means yes. Now, have you ever been married?
No.
So you have no kids?
No.
Okay, you have other family?
Very few. I have some very special friends that...
that are probably better than family.
Well, yes.
Can I say their
names real quick?
Absolutely.
Donna and Donald Haskins.
Okay.
They're my angels.
Oh, that's nice.
They're great people. They're listening right now.
Well, in my life, I can tell you that I found that many times friends are more like family than sometimes family can be.
Yes.
Just because there's blood... doesn't mean there's loyalty or respect or consideration or anything else. In fact, sometimes that can be the cause of jealousy, hate, spite, lots of other things. Now, I asked Blind Bob this. He's one of our listeners.
Yes, I heard him before.
Yeah, and we've asked him a lot of questions. You, obviously with you. Now, Blind Bob has never seen.
Right.
So... when he dreams in shadows and colors and, I guess, things that he doesn't really know. It doesn't mean anything to him. Do you still dream that you can see?
I do, and I see in color, and I look forward to really dreaming.
Oh, I bet.
It's I get to see women's faces again and stuff.
Let's get to the stuff part. Well, you see more than their faces.
I have a few people listening. I don't want to go into more than that. But it's nice to dream.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. As a sighted guy, today I dream about women's bodies, and it's not just their
faces. Well, I do, too.
Yeah. And sometimes the dreams are better than everyone.
Well, that has been, too.
Now, I didn't get to see you meet Tina, but hopefully you used your blindness to grope and feel her when you met her. Because
She said she had a wine bottle in her hand.
Well, you should have. you should have, because if you had reached up and felt her,
oh, man.
You'd like Tina.
She's got some good Braille going on.
Yeah, she's got some major Braille.
Oh, thanks.
And I think you would really have appreciated that. What do you miss seeing the most?
Far as my very first thing that I miss is driving.
Okay.
That it's my first thing I miss. And I guess seeing people and just seeing everything that's out there, you know.
Yeah, but a combination of things, television, movies, the scenery, the leaves.
Yes, because I don't even hardly watch TV at all no more. I listen to the Large Morning and the Afternoon Show every day.
Close enough. Good answer.
And that brings a smile and a joy to my face every day.
What I'd like to do, because I'm one of those people who, you know, I had a guy on one time years ago, and he had a head injury, and I thought he was drunk. And I said, you know, because he talked like that. And I said, are you drunk? He said, no, I have a head injury. Now, most people would have said, I'm sorry. And then they would have kind of crawled in a shell and said, oh, we'll be right back. But I didn't. I just said, can I ask how you got the head injury? And we ended up in this tremendous discussion about the fact that he was a drunk driver and he killed somebody, and that's how he got his head injury, and it turned out to be a fascinating discussion. So I'm not a person to shy away from that. I told everybody 2 years ago when we were at the Dominican Republic, there was a family there with a son in a wheelchair, so I just went up and asked the dad,
right, I remember you
what's
saying
the deal
that.
With your son? And he really appreciated it. We had a great talk, and I talked with his son. So if I give the numbers out, would you mind answering questions?
Oh, it'd be a pleasure.
All right, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Our guest is Mike. He is blind. And I told you the other day on the phone that I guess one of the reasons I'm so fascinated by people like you who deal with this the way you do is that I don't think I'm that kind of person. I know myself pretty well. I'm not a great person when it comes to dealing with certain things. And I'm not real happy with that. I would like to think I'd be more like you. And the other reason I think about it is I have a couple of fairly serious eye issues. One's been going on for years, like 15, 18 years, and no doctor can seem to figure out how to stop the pain. And the other is more recent. Within the last year, I have this macular degeneration. It's the dry, not the wet. So I got those two things going on. And sometimes I wonder, if I were to go blind, and by the way, I'm sure people would say, well, you know, you make your living talking, you could still talk. Yes, but it's still not, it wouldn't be the same. Like right now I'm looking at a screen, it says Bud's on the line, Tom's on the line. I wouldn't have any of that.
Right.
I have to have somebody prompting me. So I just wonder what I'd be like and how. So I'm going to ask you, before we take our calls, in 8 short years that you've been blind, you seem to me to have been able to more than just cope. You seem like a pretty happy guy. How did you do that?
Well, it takes time. My life totally changed. I had to learn really to just live a different way.
And by the way, for people who don't know, you live alone.
Yes.
And when I asked you about coming to the station, you said, I'll take a cab. And I said, well, once you get out of the cab, how are you going to get here? You said, oh, I'll get there.
Yeah.
And you have a cane. It's not an electronic cane. It's just a white cane. Right.
I call it just an adventure.
I'm amazed by you. I am absolutely amazed by you and this attitude. Go ahead. Tell me, please, so that I'll feel normal, that the first year you hated everybody and everything, and you hated your life, and you, why me?
Not the first year, maybe the first 6 months, because you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know how to take care of yourself. How am I going to go to the grocery store to get food? How am I going to go to the doctor and all this? And luckily, the friends that I just said hi to, they were there to help me. And then I had to learn my Braille, and that's a real big thing you must learn. And then I learned my mobility, how to get around on my own.
What would the first piece of advice you would give to anybody who is about to lose their sight or who has just lost it? Would it be learn Braille?
Yes. Learn Braille. That would be the first thing, yes.
And did the School for the Blind help you with that? How did you go about that?
I went through Rehab Services for the Blind. It's a rehab service that teaches that.
Is that tough to learn Braille?
It took me a little while. It took me a year and a half to learn it.
That seems fast.
They give you
to
about a year or two.
I got to tell you something. You're a fast turnaround guy. You turn your attitude around. You learn the Braille quickly. You're a special guy. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah, I am a special person.
Well, good for you for knowing that. And one quick question. We're going to take these calls. Were these friends of yours before this, or did they become friends because of this?
Actually, I met them at church. It was
before
just,
or after?
It was after.
Okay.
Now he's blind also.
Wow.
And he was actually my first blind friend, and
almost like a mentor, kind of show you the
way.
But
see, I would want, I think, to only be around other blind people, because to anybody else, I'd go, you have no idea, you know. I'd be bitter, and yeah. Other people would get it. Other blind people.
I mean, at first you can be depressed. It'd be really simple too. But I did not let it. I stayed positive, and it shows now. I've come a long ways.
Man, you're something. You really are.
Can we
take a couple calls? Because
sure.
I keep talking, you will run out of time, and I could do that. Let me get Bud in here. Bud, say hi to Mike.
Yeah, Frank.
Yes, sir.
My father went blind in 1941 when he was 47. Had sight all of his life. Never drew a dime's charity, welfare, blind pension, never an oh poor me. He cried for the first couple of days and bought a store, confectionery. I went to work in there at 7 years old.
Wow.
I sold it in 1952 and took care of him and my mom the rest of their life. She lived 86. But he was a strong person, and he was independent and strong-willed. And he could do almost everything in that store, except he had to depend on the honesty of people on the money, on the paper money.
Right. And I was going to ask Mike about it. By the way, do you have a question for Mike?
And I just admire people like Mike.
Thank you.
And he has my best wishes for a healthy and prosperous life.
Thank you for the call, bud.
Okay,
I appreciate
Mike.
It. Let's go to Tom. Hello, Tom. Say hi to Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I was wondering earlier about people that lose one sense
And then if there are others, you know, maybe grow. I was wondering, or get stronger. I was wondering, have you noticed that to be true?
That's a great question.
Have your other senses gotten stronger?
That is very true.
Great question.
Because you will listen to very, very hard, more than you normally haven't.
But you'll listen harder, but does your hearing actually get better?
I don't...
I've heard no, that's a myth.
I don't think it really gets better. It's just you use it.
Right.
You're more sensitive to it.
Before you could see, say, if you cross the street, you'll see a car coming. Now you have to listen for it.
So you depend on smell and you depend on hearing
more
than you did before. Because I've actually read where that's not true.
No,
that you don't all of a sudden develop dog-like hearing or something.
No. I mean, you will just use it better, you know.
Let me bring Doug in here. Doug, say hi to Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, I couldn't imagine not driving.
It's making
you an offer. If you want to get together and go out on a country road and me sit beside you and I'll let you drive on the country road, I'd be more than willing to do it.
I'm guessing Doug drives a real old beat-up car.
If it ain't, it will be.
Actually, 2001 Malibu. But
all right. I drove just about a month and a half ago.
Tell you what to do is we're driving down the country road.
All right, now, Doug, go ahead. Tell them what you just said, Mike.
I just drove about a month and a half ago.
You did?
Up in a parking lot.
Well, that's good.
Felt really good.
If you ever want to do it out in the road, you just let the radio station know. I listen to it all the time, 24 hours a day.
Well, I'll take you up on that.
And just let them know, and they can put it over there, and I'll hear it and call you.
All right,
yeah,
Doug,
that'd be great. I'd do that.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, well, you have a good day.
You too.
I'm going to get as many as I can, because if anybody is even anywhere remotely like me, I am so curious about stuff like this. Charlie, say hi to Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing,
buddy? Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Big question for you.
Uh-oh.
Do you get Playboy in Braille?
No.
If you do,
that's why I dream. That's why I dream more.
And you forgot to mention when we said, what do you miss? You left out porn. No comment.
No.
That means, yes, he misses it. I'm going to take... We're gonna take
live.
Yeah,
well, yeah. He wants the real life stuff, not watching it.
Now, that's a good question. Do you date at all? Do you have?
Actually, in this last couple of years, it's been a little rough.
Yeah.
I've had a couple since I've been blind. One was not good, and one was, and
not good in what sense?
Oh, well, it was bad.
It was bad.
Bad breath. Bad personality.
No. It was just she took advantage of me.
Oh.
And I lost everything.
I had to start my life
completely over.
Really?
How long did you date her?
Oh, 2.5 years.
So financially she took advantage of
everything, yes.
Oh, what a bitch.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Get a blind guy and rob him.
A capital B.
Wow. So have you had blind sex?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Now, she wasn't, but I was.
Wait a minute. Hold it. She wasn't?
No.
Oh, she wasn't blind?
No, she wasn't, but I was.
Hey, man.
I still did a good job.
Do you currently have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I got a feeling you might after this. Relax. We're going to take a quick break. You okay? You comfortable?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break. We'll do a little business or we won't have a show. And then we're going to come back. And more questions for Mike, who was... generous enough to give $1,500 to sit and take this abuse and this grilling for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Yeah, we've had a very mild, is not even the right word, winter. I mean, even today when we have like a little ooh cool spell here, it's 64 degrees right now. This is certainly not typical, and it has not been good for the heating and cooling business. Tom Matheny, I talked to him this morning. I think these were his words. You know, because normally they get calls, holy cow, it's 5 degrees, we're freezing to death, our heat's not working. Not this winter. This winter we missed cold the way we are accustomed to cold. Now, what's probably going to happen, I'm not a meteorologist, apparently neither are the people who say they're meteorologists, yeah. Because they all called for brutal winter, one of the worst in decades. We didn't have it. But I will tell you this, if I could place a bet in Las Vegas or anywhere else on what kind of summer we're going to have, I'm going to say it's probably going to be miserable.
Oh, I saw a story already about that. Yeah, and they're calling for super hot
days, humid days. You're going to want that air conditioning ready. you never expected to want it ready and to need it in March, but you did. And it's I just looked at an article that did a 2-month projection. There'll be no more winter, according to it. We're just right now, boom, spring into summer, or summer, spring, summer. We actually hit summer to some degree, then spring. So it's the heat's coming, and it doesn't matter what the weather is. When you need the heating and cooling, you need it, and you know the only thing we ask you to do is to give the folks at Matheny a shot at your business. This is their 70th year in business, 70th anniversary. 2012, 1942, Matheny Heating and Cooling went into business, and they'd love to have your business. If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, I don't care what the model, the make, how old, how big, whether it's a house or a business, a large one, a small one, Matheny wants to be your heating and cooling company. And as they always have, they will continue to give you 15% off the first service call when you tell them you're AM in the PM. And then get on their regular maintenance program, too. There's a big AM and the PM discount for you there as well. Matheny Heating and Cooling.
It's time for a look at the roads with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Boy, things look great on the highways. We've got no incidents or any delays to really talk about. You do have some volume starting on westbound 44 or 40 between Hampton and McCausland. Still looking pretty good on southbound 270, so right now everything is running well. And this traffic report brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts so you can go a little farther between fill-ups. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Now here's a pitch to Shannon, swung on, deep in the left field, back goes...
Hey, Mike Shannon here. You know, when I think about my 50-plus years of being involved in Cardinals baseball, I think about the greatest fans in sports, the rich tradition, and I think about winning 11 world championships. The Redbirds are going to go for 12-12, and we hope you'll join us all season long right here at the ballpark.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
Single game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
Oh, yeah, David Freeze is jumping us into game number 7.
All-inclusive tickets are on sale now at Cardinals.com. All-inclusive tickets feature a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, and a great view of the game.
What a night. What an evening of baseball.
Fans, this is Cardinals manager Mike Matheny. With the additions we've made in the offseason, we're going for 12-12. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now at Cardinals.com.
This one will go down in history as an all-time.
The great thing about St. Louis is that we have so many family-owned and family-operated businesses, including our friends at Classic Air Care and the Drain Team. Family-owned and family-operated since 1926 with nearly 100 employees. If you have any issues with your heating, your air conditioning, or your plumbing, Classic Air Care and the Drain Team can help you out. Classic Air Care and the Drain Team offers residential commercial services for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. You can save, and you can save online too. Go to cacstl.com. That's cacstl.com or 314-352-1111. Classic Air Care and the Drain Team have experienced and licensed journeyman plumbers, as well as experienced and certified technicians with background checks and mandatory education for all the latest. So for any heating, air conditioning, and plumbing issues, it's Classic Air Care and the Drain Team.
Get to a better place.
Homeowners, you've heard the news. Interest rates hit 50-year lows. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes. That's right, the threes. Now is the time to save money or pay your home off faster. Make the smart financial decision. Join the thousands of homeowners who have already jumped on this opportunity. But you must act now. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Don't wait. With rates and APRs in the threes, there's never been a better time to start saving. Call now, 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999 or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now 314-878-9999.
Like most Americans, my family is pretty short on time and money these days. Three kids, extra hours at work, and the bills keep piling up. So when I read there might be a new law in Missouri requiring me to get a prescription before I can buy certain cold and allergy medicines, I wasn't happy. Can we really afford to miss work or school to go to our doctor every time someone in our family needs Claritin D or Sudafed? The paper said some local politicians are pushing this because meth dealers use an ingredient in these medicines to help make their drugs. Thankfully, other lawmakers have introduced better solutions that target criminals and protect access to certain cold and allergy medicines that families like mine depend on. Punishing criminals, not families. Shouldn't we give that a chance?
Learn more at StopMethNotMeds.com. Paid for by the Consumer Healthcare Products Association.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction, and it's time for our spring roofing sale. That's right, I'm going to make you an offer where you can't lose. If Lane House Construction can't beat any reputable competitor's bid on a new roof, we will give you a $50 Visa gift card to use any way you choose. The neat thing is we're expanding our meter beat to include siding and windows. So call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or in San Charles. Call our new store at 636-724-2000 or look us up on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
What? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Our guest is Mike Clardy. He's the generous bidder who bid won the bid with $1,500 to sit in for an hour. And when you talk to a guy like Mike, time really does fly. We're three quarters of the way through this hour, which I'm sure is making him start to question, why did I pay $1,500 for this?
I do have a question for him that someone called during the break and they couldn't hang on through the break.
Well, okay. I wish people would hang on or just don't call because I'd like for them to have, but go ahead.
I know.
Question.
Any fears that you have now that you didn't have before you were blind?
Maybe just crossing main intersections, like, you know, St. Charles Rock Road. That's a tough one. You know, the lights and stuff.
Do you walk a lot of places?
A little.
Have you thought about a dog, a seeing eye dog?
No, I have my own pet at home, a cat.
A cat. Seeing eye cat?
No.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, but owning two cats myself, I know they're not the best animals to help you out with stuff like that.
You'd be killed in 5 minutes, a card run right over you if a cat was eating.
I really don't want a dog. I really don't.
Look, without getting too specific here, I'm real curious about how you lost your sight. You said you don't want to tell us. Can I just dance around it a little bit? You said it was an accident, and was it something you did or somebody else did?
Someone else did.
Okay, someone else did. And is there a legal reason we can't get more specific?
Well, I just told Eon and Dan and Tina what happened. I just didn't want it to really go all over the air.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't know. Pretty personal.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll respect that. Now, let's talk about money. Are you a man of means? Are you wealthy?
Oh, very, very.
You are wealthy.
No, I'm okay.
And are you okay because you were okay before you went blind, or because of the accident you came into some money?
No, I was, I was very before until that one girl, and then I had to start all over. But no, it was just.
But how does a guy like you with no sight get to the point where you have enough money that you're generous to the degree that you are when these charitable things come along? Because I know people that have money who aren't that generous.
Well, they're not big fans of the show.
Yeah, he's good answer. Big fan.
You know, and it goes to a good cause. You know, this is for Make-A-Wish, and this was my Make-A-Wish for me too.
Well, I think it is for just about everybody to sit in on this show. It has to be everybody's dream.
I mean, look who's sitting next to me here. I got Tina right here.
Now, do you have an income at all?
I receive disability and a blind pension.
Okay, and I would think that if I'm just trying to imagine if I were blind. There's not a lot. I don't care about the latest HD TV, obviously. I know, but I think I'd want the greatest computer with all the blind audio assist. I'd want the best of the best out there. What, yeah. Can you describe your computer phone system to us?
Or? I don't have one.
You don't?
I don't even know how to turn one on.
You don't have a computer?
No.
Really? I would think that would make things much easier if you had the voice activated.
They
stuff.
Do have them. I have a friend who has one.
Now, why don't you have it? It's because you don't want
it? Were you a big tech person before?
No, I wasn't.
So
I would really love to have one. You know, I've got a person I know that's blind, and he said he would teach me. You know, but
you might in time. You might. You're not that old.
And I guess they have all the programs that read your email to you.
Yes,
and
they
all
do.
That and...
So what about your phone? You get audio caller ID?
I just got a cheap $29.99 phone.
You're unbelievable.
Yeah, because
even,
I have another.
I have a phone that at home that, you know, it's cordless and it has two or three extensions. And I've said before, when I get a call from the station, it says, call from Kitris 550. Kitris. Mm-hmm.
Kitris.
Yeah, it's like reading. Panasonic or something. You get pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, I'm really wanting to get something like that. That would be nice. Now, I do have a device that reads my money and reads my mail to me. I do have that.
Yeah.
So
and you're a bald guy. So you don't have any hair maintenance problems. Like, oh, I wonder how my hair looks. Because you got my hair.
How does this
so
thing read your money?
It actually takes a snap picture, like your phone takes a picture. It's actually a cell phone reader. I don't have it activated as a phone, but you set it up to read your currency, and you just snap the picture and you hold it above the currency and it'll read
whether
exactly
it's a 5
it
or
is.
A 10.
Yes.
Wow.
How about that?
That's very cool.
And then it also, like when I get my mail, you push another button and it'll read my my utility bills, and it'll exactly tell me what it is and how much. And,
wow.
And all that. So that works out really great for me.
Now, how often do you leave the house? And when you leave, generally, what time of day do you leave and where do you go?
Oh, I go all over. I can go grocery shopping on my own.
I just can't.
Now I go to Schnucks, not to plug them, but they give me a helper, a bagger that helps me go around and get my food for me.
I think any supermarket would do that.
Oh, sure.
You know, and I go to the bank on my own. I pay my utility bills. I go to my rehab support groups, and I get around, you know.
Now, do you...
I take cabs and call rides a lot.
Do you go out? I'm trying to think what... You wouldn't go to a concert or a show? Is there... You just go...
Oh, he's a musician. Yeah, he likes music, right?
Yeah, concerts. I love music.
He was
I'd
a
like
musician,
to see
right?
Henry's Humans.
He wants to see Henry's Humans.
Yeah, you don't want to see them. So have you gone to concerts?
No, I haven't. I've been blind, no.
Yeah, to me... The only reason to go to a concert is to see the performer. You can
right.
hear them better with some great digital audio. You,
right.
You go to see them perform. Bob's on the phone. He wants to say hi. Bob, say hi to Mike. Is Bob there?
Bob?
Bob?
Yeah.
Bob, say hi to Mike.
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
How you doing, Bob? I'm doing great.
I'm doing very well. The reason that I called is my father was blind. And like you, he went blind at a later age. And the one thing that my dad developed, you know, Frank was talking about phobias or things that you fear since you went blind.
Yes.
My dad developed an intense fear of thunderstorms.
Wow. Oh, I like them.
Yeah, I do too. But now we're talking. I'm 53 years old. So I was still back in single digits, so we're talking over 40 years here.
Uh-huh.
To this day, my sister is terrified of storms. Because, I mean, he would, you know, they'd have that notation whistle go off, and he would just suddenly start, just literally shaking where he was sitting.
Wow.
And he would clear out a hall closet and make my sister and I get in there in case, you know, I'm really tickled that is not something that's common to blind people.
And he wasn't scared of him before he went blind.
No, I wasn't.
No, okay. No. As a matter of fact, he used to sit out on the porch and watch him with us.
Wow.
You know, that's why I developed my fascination for it. But it was something that he just could not see it coming, and it terrified him.
All right, Bob, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Sure.
So hi, Bob.
Let's jump to Steve. Steve, say hi to Mike. What's the delay here? Steve?
Yes.
Say hi to Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Steve.
I'm also blind.
Steve, are you completely blind?
Not completely. I have just a very tiny little sight left, but I can't read and write print at all.
And what can you see? Colors?
Some colors, some very large objects.
Yeah. And what's your...
Unlike Mike, I'll just be quick here. I retired. I was employed at county government. I had a job for years. I had several jobs. I'm now retired. The last job I had was at St. Louis County Government. So, Frank, you're kind of hard to understand. I know I used to take the bus to work every day. I lost my wife last year. And I go to Snooks. And just like Mike, I have people who know me when I come in the store. And so they just help me get what I need and get me back in a taxi and on the way home.
And how long have you been blind, Steve?
Oh, do I have to give my age away?
No, I just said how long have you been blind?
40 years.
40 years. So you had sight.
Just some more than I have now, but it started getting worse as I got older.
Yeah. So you have seen clearly in your life.
Oh, yes, pretty much so. I started out a little bit in sighted school, and then they had to take me out of sighted school, and they had to send me to college as a blind student. So when I hit college, I was considered blind. I couldn't read right anymore. So
and I want to jump
all the tricks and the gadgets, Braille and everything, and so...
I want to jump to at least one more call. Do you have a question for Mike?
Oh, I'm just listening to Mike, and I'm kind of... I know you asked some good questions, Frank, and I hope you're educating the audience a little bit about us.
Well, I'm educating them and educating me at the same time, and I appreciate your call,
that's
Steve.
That's what I'm really happy to see. You're asking all the right questions. Keep it up, brother.
Thank you, Steve.
Hi,
I appreciate
Steve.
It. Let's go to Ken. Ken, say hi to Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Ken?
Pretty good. First of all, I'm AM and PM.
That's a good thing to hear.
And second thing, I was actually a guest on the show a couple years ago, and it was one of the most awesome things I ever did, so I wanted to pass that on.
Yeah, and Mike, he had to look at us.
Yeah.
and he still enjoyed it.
Yeah. Hey, my question for you, Mike, is this. I have this question to all my friends frequently. I'm losing my hearing slowly, and I'm a huge music fan, and I always say, you know, I'd rather be blind than deaf. Well, that's easy for me to say because I can see. But talking to you, you know, now that you don't have your sight, if you could trade your sight for your hearing, would you do that? Or you know, if you, you know, given the choice, what would you do?
What a great question. What a great question.
I can answer that in 1 second.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
You would trade your hearing?
Yes,
for your
I would.
Sight.
You'd rather see than hear?
Yes.
And most of my friends say that, too. So I was just curious.
That's a great question.
Yes,
thank
I would.
You, Ken.
All right. You guys have a good day. Thank you.
And you know what? We've asked that question on the show before, and I think 98% of people would say, I'd rather see than hear.
You'd still have so much of your independence.
Oh, my goodness. You can watch TV with closed caption subtitles.
Right. You could still drive.
Yeah. Absolutely. You could see your kids. You could you'd know if your wife was ugly or not.
Can you drive? I mean, there aren't any restrictions.
Oh, can you drive being deaf?
You have to be able to hear emergency vehicles.
Oh, you can? With emergency vehicles, sirens and things?
I think
you can. I worked with people that was deaf.
Wait, hold on. What'd you ask him? Can he drive?
No, can you drive?
Could you drive if you were deaf?
If you were deaf.
Yes, you can.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I've known people who were totally deaf who had driver's license. You can do that. You can get a waiver, and you take certain testing, and yeah, you can do that. I'd like to get one more in here. Brian, say hi to Mike.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Say hi to Mike.
Hey, Mike. This is Brian.
How you doing, Brian?
All right. Yeah, you said, I don't know if your case is still open, but if you want to learn anything to do on a computer, I can set you up.
Okay.
The company's called The Best Solution.
Well, that's very nice. He said he's got friends, even blind friends, who actually have all the stuff and are willing to teach him. He's just not ready to jump into it yet, but that's a very generous offer.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian. Good listeners. All right, listen, it was a fast hour. You're a remarkable guy. I would like to think that I would be like you if I do lose my sight. If I do, I may have to call you.
You're welcome to any time.
And have you teach me how to be a better person, because I've never, for many, many years, been too thrilled with how I handle certain things, and I don't have any reason to feel that way. You know, I sit around and I think, well, I haven't accomplished what I should have accomplished, and then I talk to somebody like you, and I should be ashamed of myself for that. You should be very proud of what you've done in 8 short years, and what you've done for other people who are listening right now, and I'm sure many of them, either sightless or headed that way, uh-huh. Because this macular, this wet, macular whatever degeneration, age, it's a big deal, and it's taken sight from a lot of people. And the diabetes is another thing that's causing people to go blind. So you've probably done a whole lot more good than you realize by sharing and being so open and honest with these people. It's a pleasure having you in today.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Thank you for your donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Mike Clardy, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ian, Dan, Tina.
You're welcome.
He didn't want to go, does he? He wants to keep talking. We got his money, didn't we?
Cut his mic.
How much more does it cost me here?
Cut his mic off right now. He's going to try to stay on for another 2 hours. He bought an hour. Another $1,500, you can stay another hour. I've got a little window world. Now, Mike's not going to be proud. Well, you know, I take that back, though. He might be interested in window world windows, even though you can't see through them. Windows. You don't want to sell a house without windows, because who'd want to buy it? And if you're living in that house, you're going to notice hot air coming in when you don't want it to, or cold air coming in when you don't want it to, or the air escaping out that you want to keep inside. That's why you want great windows when it comes time to replace the windows. That's why you want the windows that are ranked number one in this country in terms of number of windows sold. Number one, Window World. Competitors, yes. Other windows at $189, yes. In fact, the specific reason they're priced at $189 is because of Window World, because they want to be Window World, and they want you to think it's the same. The only thing that's the same is the price. Believe me, they're not Window World windows. You want Window World windows, you want the good housekeeping seal, a lifetime warranty, you go to this website, windowworld.com. And you know you won't be making a mistake. WindowWorld.com. We'll be back 4 o'clock, week 550.
From ABC News.